Broadcasting live statewide from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a guy who hates shaking hands, Pete Schwabba.
Welcome to Nightlight. It's Tuesday night in the state of Wisconsin. We are broadcasting live all over this great state of ours from our studios in downtown Green Bay at City Deck Landing and WGBW. Great to have you with me tonight. It's a great night to listen to the radio. And it's a great night to be on the radio. So together, I think we can make some radio magic tonight. Got a really fun show for you guys tonight. I'm really excited, honestly. I'm so excited. I'm going to introduce the guests first. I'm going to tease our guests. We have an actual ghost hunter here tonight who will join me at 8:20 named Todd Michaels. That's right. If you listen to the Mino and the Mayor show here on WGBW in the morning, Todd is the producer, and he has a side hustle. He has actually investigated ghost sightings, and Wisconsin has some amazing tales involving ghosts and haunted places. So we will talk to Todd about that at 8:20. I've been looking forward to this for a while. Then at 9 o'clock, we're going to talk some film, some Wisconsin film. We're going to keep it close to home. The Door County Short Film Festival is the weekend after this coming. So you still have plenty of time to get tickets. We're going to talk about the festival a little bit. It's a short film festival, but they're also showing some features. And I think they're showing three features. So we'll talk about that with the Door County Short Film Festival director, Chris Opper. I hope I'm saying his name right. I have not met him yet. But he will be in studio. That's exciting. It's always more fun when someone's in studio. And then I'm very excited too. Today is the 10th anniversary of the debut of the TV show Bosch. If you haven't seen Bosch, it's a great detective show. And it's the title character is played by Titus Welliver. There is a great supporting cast. It's beautifully shot. It's just a great show. And I discovered it about 3 or 4 years ago on Prime. Just kind of fell in love with it. And then I noticed that an old friend of mine is a regular on the show, Scott Clace, and he plays the watch commander at the Hollywood station. And he will be joining us tonight at 9:35 to talk about his role on Bosch and the show overall. It's a really great show. If you're looking to sort of discover something you haven't seen yet, the writing is top notch. It's not too, I wouldn't say it's really particularly violent. It's mostly about the solving the cases. And it's just a great show. So those are my guests tonight. Very excited. Conrad is here and ready to take your calls and texts. Am I right about that?
Yes, I am very ready.
Okay, cool. So we have, here's our question tonight too. Let's get this out of the way. It is now, let's go to the question. Okay, so tonight's question, given our first guest, Todd Michaels, an actual Ghostbuster, do you believe in ghosts? Have you had an experience? If so, please share it. But that the basic question is, do you believe in ghosts? Pretty simple. You're welcome to elaborate. We put very few parameters on our texts when we request them. You guys can share as much information as you like. And the number to text us at is 844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. The easiest way to do it, though, is right off the Civic Media app. If you haven't downloaded it, I highly recommend it. It's very easy to use. We are on statewide, so you just click on any one of the stations, and there's a little text icon that pops right up. You can fire away and let us know what you're thinking. You're always welcome to text, not just about the question. Join the conversation no matter what we're talking about. We love when you participate, and we have kind of an open discussion here. I also need to get a couple things out of the way. Christy Barlamont was here last night, and she is incredibly popular here in the city of Green Bay. Maybe she'll go national. I don't know. But she had people texting, and Conrad, am I getting this right? We need to do a shout-out to the Green Bay Llama.
Yeah, we need to shout-out the Green Bay Llama.
Is there more information we need to shout out about?
Just shout out to the Green Bay Llama.
All right. A big time shout out to the Green Bay Llama. We missed that. We were off the air last night, so we didn't get to it. So thank you for listening. And like always, please join in the discussion. We love it. And then I also missed a text from last night. I wanted to, oh, from the 920. This is last night's text. Kurt from Appleton. We had a great discussion with Rich Locasio about pro wrestling and its connection to Wisconsin. And if nothing else, that is entertainment. And from the 920, Kurt from Appleton said, "What did Rich think about the Iron Claw?" Well, I guess we will have to save that for Rich the next time he's on. But I do appreciate the text. Thank you very much. So as I mentioned, today is the 10th anniversary of the show Bosch. If you like cop shows, I cannot recommend it enough. Our guest tonight at 9:35 is a regular on the show cast member. He plays the Watch Commander, like I mentioned. His name is Mench on the show, or Menk on the show, I'm sorry. And we have a little clip, a sampling of his work, and I'm going to set this up. Bosch, the title character played by Titus Welliver, his partner, Jerry Edgar, played by the actor Jamie Hector, is shot in this scene, and he calls the Hollywood station to report that he's been shot. He can barely talk. And our guest tonight, Scott Clace, who plays Menk, takes the call as the Watch Commander from Jerry Edgar, who's just been shot. Conrad, go for it.
Hollywood Watch Commander's office inside line.
I'm shot.
What?
Officer down, Menk. It's Jerry Edgar. I'm shot. I need help. I'm under fire.
Jerry, where are you?
Home. Outside.
Your house?
Driveway.
All right. You talk to me, Jerry. Tell me what you see.
This is 6L90. Officer needs help.
Officer down. Baldwin Hills.
I need ambulance in unit.
To 5751 Bowcroft Street. Jerry, where is the shooter? Is he still on the scene? Jerry.
Talk to me, Jerry Edgar. Where are the shots coming from?
What do you see?
I'm not...
Jerry.
Not sure as hell. Maybe... On the hill, in the park, is that sound like a rifle? Oh.
Jerry? Jerry?
Just a harrowing scene. Very well acted. And a great scene from a great show, Bosch. If you wanna find it on Prime, you've got 7 seasons to look forward to. And then they did a spinoff, and there are 2 seasons of that called Bosch Legacy, where they changed up the cast a little bit. But a really solid show, and one I can't recommend enough if you like cop shows. So we have a caller, Conrad?
Yeah, we do.
Put him through. Who are we talking to?
To Jerry.
Jerry. Okay. How you doing, Jerry? Going once for Jerry. Jerry may be hung up on us. Conrad, well, what'd you say? Did you chase him off? Jerry, you're welcome to call back.
Yeah.
So I was driving down here today. This drives me crazy, okay? Have you ever been on the highway? You know, it's 4-lane all the way down from where I drive from. And this drives me absolutely bananas. When someone passes you, and it's not enough that they pass, that's fine. You know, I'm going like 72. I don't speed. I don't go crazy. This person passes me and then cuts over so close to my car. I couldn't even believe it. Like almost cut me off to let another car pass them. They come around me. They get in front of me. There's like about a half a second of distance between us. Why? Go a little farther. I'm letting you pass. I'm in the right lane. Back off. And if I ever see this guy again, you know what I'm going to do, Conrad?
What are you going to do?
I'm going to flash him the brights.
A Wisconsin thing.
That's how tough I get on the highway. I don't like getting in confrontations with people in cars. You know what it was? It was a pickup truck that had the logo on the back that said Super Duty, which I think is supposed to be kind of macho, but it always makes me laugh because I'm immature. And anytime I see the word duty, I crack up, much less a Super Duty. We've all had the privilege of taking a Super Duty at some point in our lives. My wife is a school teacher. She teaches kindergarten. And She'll say that to me. She'll go, oh, I have two duties today. I'm like, well, that's healthy. She just gives me the look. So that was my day getting down here, and it frustrates me because I don't know why people, I don't know why people in Northeast Wisconsin are in such a hurry. And maybe they're trying to make a flight, and maybe it's just me, but I feel like drivers have gotten a little crazier in Northeast Wisconsin the last few years. We got another text here from the 920. This is Jim from Appleton. Ghost belief. Yes, they are among us. That was pretty direct, Jim. Have you had an experience, Jim? Share it with us if you have. That's our question tonight. Do you believe in ghosts? Have you had an experience? You're welcome to share it with us. And our number here is 844-967. I'll go slower. 844-967-2789. 844-96-PARTY. Party with the ghosts. So we had a really fun conversation yesterday with Christy Barlament, who is in the studio. She lives very close by, so she popped in. Always fun to talk to Christy. And we found out last night that she does not know how to use chopsticks and that her, like, 7-year-old son does know how to use chopsticks. And she felt very insecure about that. Well, Christy, this is your day. This is National Chopsticks Day. I'm not even making that up. Can you use chopsticks, Conrad?
Yeah, actually, there's a device you can buy on Amazon that helps you with chopsticks.
Wait, I'm sorry. A device you can buy?
You can interlock the chopsticks. Yeah, you go on Amazon, type in chopsticks help, and it comes up.
Chopsticks help. Cha-ching. That's another invention I didn't think of. God, I'm slacking off. It's also Rick Astley's birthday today. He's 58. Axl Rose is 62. What was the term you used for Rick Astley?
Rickrolled.
Rickroll. So what is a Rickroll?
Usually it's like you're not expecting that song to come up, but it does.
Okay. And it's a Rickroll. All right. We will roll with Rick at some point tonight. When I come back, and I'm not going anywhere, folks. Coming up next, we have an actual ghost hunter joining us, and his name is Todd Michaels. And Scott Clace from the show Bosch joins us in hour number two. This is Nightlight. Don't go anywhere, folks. I'm Pete Schwabba. This is the Civic Media Radio Network. This just, like, made my night even more. On the radio, with outstanding listeners, and you throw in Sweet Child of Mine, forget it. Forget it! Excellent. Welcome back to Nightlight. I'm Pete Schwabba, broadcasting live statewide from downtown Green Bay and the City Deck Landing, our beautiful WGBW studios. We've got a few more texts here. This is from the 920. All right, I have to give background on this. Last night was National Shower with a Friend Day. Yesterday was National Shower with a Friend Day. So we asked if people, that was our question, who would you shower with? You can make it a celebrity, a friend, whatever. We are getting callbacks from our listeners. The 920 said, has Todd ever showered with a ghost? I assume he means our next guest, Todd Michaels, who is waiting patiently. We can ask Todd that. Conrad, do we still have the shower fired up? Is the shower still working? I felt like we didn't have very good pressure.
Well, I mean, we can bring it back.
Okay. Let's see if the shower's still working. If Todd wants to pop by and do a cleanse, he can. And then I love this. From the not that kind of cleanse. We're not going to give you an exam. There we go. Oh, that's pretty good. Okay, very good. Get the loofah ready. So from the 773, Catherine just gave us a bunch of emojis, a heart, and then the hands making the heart, and then a thumbs up, and then one I don't understand. I love when people send a lot of emojis. I feel like a boxer in the corner getting hit with combinations. It's a heart and another heart and a thumbs up, and here comes a roundhouse. So thank you for those, Catherine. Again, from the 920, no, I have not had a ghost experience. Also from the 920, has Todd ever seen a cat that was a ghost? Todd, I think you have. I'm just going to introduce Todd here. I'm very excited. Todd Michaels is joining us to discuss his, what do you call it, Todd? A side hustle or just a second profession, a hobby?
Well, it's certainly not a profession because I don't make any money doing it, but it's just something that—
Not with that attitude.
Yeah. When I do have free time from dealing with Mino and the mayor in the morning, I go out and I investigate paranormal experiences.
That is so cool and so fascinating to me. So do you know this person, this 920? They seem to know you. Has Todd ever seen a cat that was a ghost? Okay.
That was actually Christy Barlament. She thinks for whatever reason that I like cats. And so she's always giving me a little crap. Can I say a happy birthday to somebody tonight?
Yeah, definitely.
I'm going to play a little Willard Scott here.
Perfect.
Sandy is somebody who I actually investigate with. She's a very good friend of mine, and we actually do a podcast about ghosts. But she has a birthday today, and Sandy is 81 years old.
Oh, my gosh.
And so we want to say happy birthday to Sandy.
Well, happy birthday, Sandy. That's
actually
great.
She's like 51 or 52, but she'll enjoy the fact that I said she's 81.
But in ghost years, that's like 1,000. Maybe? Yeah, I defer to you, Todd.
Listen, these ghosts have been around a long, long time.
All right. Well, let's just, oh, and from the 608, Rico from Rock County says 820. It's like 420 half off. Rico has been a joke machine on the text line lately. Always great to hear from Rico. So Todd, all right. I am so thrilled you're here. Like you said, you host the Mino and the Mayor show here on WGBW. In your free time, you investigate paranormal activity. What does that entail? And how do you, what does it take to get you to go somewhere? Like, do people have to report evidence? Do they have to say what happened? Or what is that like?
Well, it really depends. So one of the things that I was a part of is a TV show on Amazon Prime Video called Haunted State. And it literally is locations in Wisconsin that we took a year to go and investigate. And so there's investigations like that where you're actually kind of doing it for work. And then there's investigations where a friend might reach out and say, hey, I know someone who's going through some stuff in their house, in their workplace. Here's what's going on. Can you at least contact them? And so there's a lot, you know, there's a little counseling that goes along with it, because whether or not a place is haunted or somebody's actually experiencing paranormal situations, they feel they are. So they're upset. They're worried. They're worried about their family. Who knows? So there, you know, there's some counseling going. Remember the other day you came in the door and I said, you seem out of sorts. Remember
yes.
that?
That was so bizarre, because I totally was.
I picked up on you. I knew that. When you walked in, I could feel your energy on that, and so that's why I said it.
You were investigating me without my knowledge.
Well, yeah,
has anyone ever made a citizen's arrest against you? Or yeah, that was strange. You were locked in, man. That was impressive. I thought I was hiding it. Well, I don't like to bring my drama to situations, but you were like, you didn't even let me attempt to do that.
You were walking in with a salad, and I just knew that something wasn't right.
Well, listen, I had a lot of consternation, but I still have to eat right. So,
right. Exactly.
So when you get to a location, Todd, what does an investigation look like? How do you investigate? I assume you talk to the people, and do you vet them? Are you like, is this person on drugs? Are they out of their minds, or
absolutely. And we've run into situations where somebody was literally, addicted to drugs, and we found that out and we were able to give them help. So there's a lot of things that you go through. For the TV show, these were locations in Wisconsin that were kind of reportedly haunted. And so there's a lot of lore background with a lot of these places. And we were able to connect with these locations and say, hey, we're doing this docuseries and we'd love to come and investigate and just see what we find. The big thing for me is I'm never going to try and make somebody believe in ghosts or paranormal. But what I will do is I will investigate a location and give you the experiences that we've had, whether they're personal experiences or whether we've used scientific equipment and we actually have video or audio. I mean, they're right where you're sitting in that city. There are some very, very haunted locations.
Yes. And believe me, we'll get to those because that's fascinating as well. But like, do you, all right, when you go there, Todd, when you go to a location, is there a typical, are there typical things reported or constants that you see or similarities from house to house, or does it differ?
I think there's a lot of different things. One thing is, you know, people who say, you know, well, we've got knocking going on or doors are closing and things like that. I'm a skeptic. So I really, it really has to prove itself to me that it's a ghost. Otherwise, I'm going to find another reason why that's happening. And when it comes to like knocking in walls or knocking on the floor or whatever, a lot of that stuff, you can kind of look at plumbing and electrical and all that kind of stuff. And, right. You know, doors closing. Well, was there a window open someplace in the house or did somebody open another door? So you're always looking to debunk before you go ahead and say, oh yeah, this is a haunted situation.
I'm totally with you. And if I was a ghost, what's the point in just shutting a door? I am going to haunt the living daylights out of these people. I'm not just shutting a door.
That's good to know. I'll make sure and have all my crystals and my crucifix with me when you pass away.
I that's advisable. So I'm going to ask you about Green Bay. My guest is Todd Michaels. He is a ghost. What would you ghost investigator?
Paranormal investigator.
Paranormal investigator. He also produces the Mind and Win the Mayor show here on WGBW. And coming up next, I'm going to ask him about some various haunted places around the state. This is Pete Schwabba and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network. Stand by me.
Miss what's hot from Wisconsin to Hollywood? Listen to the Nightlight Podcast on civicmedia.us. You can always listen through Spotify, Apple Podcast, or the Civic Media app. Take Nightlight wherever you go. Once again, here is your host, Pete Schwabba.
Welcome back. Coming up in hour number two from the phenomenal TV show Bosch, which celebrates its 10th anniversary today. We have series regular and actor Scott Clace. And coming up at 9 o'clock, we're going to talk a little bit about the Door County Film Festival. Our question tonight is, do you believe in ghosts? Have you had an experience? You're welcome to share that. Let us know. Text us on the app. We're at 844-967-2789. And this is the night. You can text a question in for our guest too. Todd Michaels joins us. He is the producer of the Mino and the Mayor Morning Show here on WGBW and a paranormal investigator, and it's really cool that he is here. I've even got the studio kind of dimly lit tonight, Todd. I'm going with the
saw theme. That.
Yeah. So, all right. So before I ask you about specific locations, what got you started in this? Like, you obviously, did you like scary movies? Did something happen in your own personal life? How did you get started?
Honestly, the Amityville Horror, like when that came out, it was touted as based on a true story, right? And so growing up, you know, I loved all the scary movies, the Dracula and the Frankenstein and all that kind of stuff and ghost stuff. And I really got into that. The story about the family that moves into the house in Amityville, Long Island, and, you know, they have to flee the house because all this stuff happens. So that was the first time I'm like, well, maybe this is real, maybe it's not. And then over time, they found out, well, maybe some of that movie was fake. Some of the stories may have been made up. In the early 2000s, Ghost Hunters, the TV show, came out on Sci-Fi. And I realized that people actually investigated paranormal stuff. Like, prior to that, I didn't know. And then from that point on, it was going out, doing an investigation, spending a lot of money on equipment, spending more money on equipment.
What kind of equipment is that?
Well, I mean, basic stuff like MP3 recorders so that you can grab audio, cameras. Okay. Back then when I started doing this in like the early 2000s, you had to really search for the equipment that most investigators use. Now you can go to websites all over the place and just put in ghost equipment, and you can order anything you want, things that range from $35 to $3,000. So it is out there for you to use to investigate, but it could be anything from little meters to get electromagnetic fields to spirit boxes, which cycle through FM or AM frequencies to try and get responses that way as well. There's all sorts of stuff you can use to try and get evidence.
Wow. Okay. So for those of you listening, people might not know this. I didn't know this. One of my favorite locations in the city of Green Bay is the National Railroad Museum. Mm. Even when I didn't live in Wisconsin and we would come to visit, I would take my kids there. I just thought it was a treasure. But there is some stuff that has happened there, some paranormal activity. Can you tell us about that?
It's really crazy. So my dad actually worked for the railroad and had like a 35-year career there. So I've always been kind of interested in trains. And if you've never been to the National Railroad Museum, it's worth the trip because there's so much history in that building, engines and cars and all that kind of stuff. There's been stories about paranormal stuff there for years and years and years. And we went in just a few years ago to investigate. And it ended up being one of the biggest pieces of evidence. In fact, two pieces of evidence that we've ever seen before. And not only did we get audio, and the interesting thing about audio, if I can back up a moment, Pete,
Yeah. You
and I work in the world of audio. So what we hear in our headphones is reality for the most part. And Right. If you're asking questions into the air to nobody and you're waiting for a response, but not hearing anything, and then you listen back to a recording and there's a voice or there's a phrase or there's something there that wasn't there when you asked the question, that's evidence. And to me, that's mind-blowing because, again, we work in that world. We're used to hearing everything that we're supposed to hear.
Right.
And we got some of that stuff. But the most mind-blowing things that we had there were shadow figures. We used what's known as a grid. Where it's a laser grid. It actually puts points of light into an area and you look for those points of light to kind of be blocked out by shadows. And we distinctly had several occasions where from behind a pillar, you could see this head kind of peeking out as
what
we were calling out to it.
Wow.
And then we actually saw it move and run. And our producer and director of the docuseries, Michael Brown, actually chased it onto the engine. And you actually get to see it in the video cross right by the camera and then it's gone.
You have this? You have this footage?
We had this, yes.
So
it's absolutely, when we saw that, like he produced it, we were part of the team that went out and investigated. And then one night after he had it all set up and ready to be released on Prime, he showed it to us. And it was one of those times in my life where I was like, my jaw was open. There were tears in my eyes. I could not believe what I was seeing, but there it was.
Todd Michaels is my guest. He's a paranormal investigator and the producer of the Mino and the Mayor Morning Show here on WGBW. So, all right, that leads me to my next question. Are you ever scared when you do this?
It's interesting because I'm not sure that I necessarily get scared again. I really have to prove to myself by going through every other instance that it could be before I say, well, that seems paranormal. You know, I've had instances where you have your first aha moment. So that was the first aha moment in my career investigating where I actually saw shadow figures that close up. I've had instances where we were talking and we were using an SB7 or a spirit box. And that literally is a radio that just scans FM frequencies and you're talking into the air and you're asking questions and you're hoping that the energy or the spirit can manipulate that in order to say something back to you. And we were using it, but right in front of our faces, there were three of us. I was standing here and I had two other people standing out just a little bit. We were in a circle and we were asking questions. And right in front of our faces, there was a growl, an audible growl of nobody there, wasn't coming over a speaker. It was right in front of our faces. In fact, the picture that you have on your Facebook page tonight promoting me is exactly that moment where I hear it and I'm like, what is that? And we, you know, sounded like a growl and we continued on. And then it happened again, even louder. So that was an aha moment for me.
Do Do you have to, do you typically keep an extra pair of underwear just in case when something like this happens?
Well, you definitely keep wipes in your bag along with the equipment. There are usually wipes along. But I've had so many of those aha moments in my life that every time you investigate, you learn something new, and it kind of changes your perception of what you believe and what you think is reality.
It's so interesting because I remember having a conversation with someone about 25 years ago, and they undeniably did not believe in ghosts. And we were talking, and I said, but you believe in the Holy Spirit. You believe in souls. And what's the difference, really? I mean, I know that some are biblical, some are just, but that if you believe in one, you kind of have to believe in the other, I would think. So,
yeah,
you know, I mean, you probably get that a lot, I would assume, like people trying to contradict you or find ways that they don't think it is proof, that kind of stuff, you know.
And again, I never try to make somebody believe, but what I can say is I've had experiences that I can't explain. One of my first experiences, I had investigated for quite some time and never had anything happen. I had all the equipment I needed, just nothing happened. And one day I got a new piece of equipment and I had a friend over. She came over. We were coworkers at the time. And I said, I just want to test this piece of equipment out. Let's just see if there's something in my house. And I was living in Oshkosh at the time. And I was not getting a response. So I literally walked out of the room and I said, I'll be right back. By the time I got back, she was having a conversation with this piece of equipment and it was responding yes and no with lights and stuff like that. And I still wasn't believing it. I was just thinking, well, wow, this thing measures electromagnetic field. It could be stray wiring in the house, throwing off stray electrical, blah, blah, blah. At any rate, it finally died off and we started talking about work. And my first aha moment was hearing, and I had a two-story house. Both stories had wooden floors. Distinctly, both of us heard somebody walk down the entire length of the house, down the hallway on the second floor and shut a door. And when that happened to me, I'd already lived in the house like 6 or 7 years, never had an experience. That made me realize that something was there. And after that, I was having experiences quite often.
No kidding. So you like kind of like awakened it or something.
I think so. I'm a firm believer in energy. There's energy around us all the time. And right, like you're sitting there right now, there's energy there. We don't see it, but there's energy there. And I think that people and experiences in life, we leave our energy behind everywhere we go. You have a room of 20 people and somebody with a great attitude comes in. What happens to those 20 people? They immediately respond and most of them will become, you know, very positive and in a good mood. You put somebody in that's negative, the energy in that room can go downward. I feel the same way about spirits. Like I feel like what we do in life is left behind, not just with people, but in the places that we live, in the places that we work, in the places that we travel.
Well, it's interesting you say. My co-host is actually a ghost and doesn't say much.
I noticed,
Todd.
That.
I got to be honest. I do all the heavy lifting here. So
I'll bring my equipment in and then you can talk to him or her one night.
That would be a big help. So another haunted place. Let's go to, I want to ask you about the Barrymore, but there's also quite a few places in Door County on your list. The Maritime Museum, the distillery. What is it about Door County and the shipwreck? I'm fascinated by ghosts and water or ships. I just think it's so creepy and cool.
Well, I think, you know, think about ships, the people who worked on those ships. There's a lot of hard work involved with that and sometimes tragedy. So to me, again, that energy is left behind. One of the places that we went to was Washington Island. There's a location up there called Nelson's Hall. It's one of the longest running taverns in Wisconsin because the guy who owned it, I believe his name was Tom, figured out a way during Prohibition to sell bitters with a doctor's license. And so people would go down and he'd write a prescription for bitters and they'd sit around and get drunk all day off bitters.
That's just good old fashioned Wisconsin ingenuity.
Absolutely,
right there.
Absolutely. But the thing about Washington Island that's interesting is it's primarily rock. There's a lot of limestone there and there's a lot of theories that limestone and quartz and things like that hold energy, especially when it comes to paranormal. And then the water feature, you know, that island is completely surrounded by water. Yeah. Because that is what an island is, according to the dictionary. And I think that all fuels it. Plus, you had the Native Americans and the French fighting for that land. So there was a lot of death there, a lot of anger and all that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. Washington Island is a very, very interesting place.
Wow. Okay. Well, I want to share with you, I had I don't know if you would consider this paranormal or not, but I'll try to be quicker because I like what you're saying more than this, but I do want to ask you about this. I was staying at a condo in Milwaukee doing stand-up. They used to put us kitty corner across the street. The other comic was staying there with me. He had a bedroom closest to the front door. Mine was in the back. We went to bed at like 5 a.m. We went out and we were talking about comedy and all this kind of stuff. I had to get back to Chicago where I lived at the time, pick up my then girlfriend and be up in Marinette by a certain time. And for me to do this, I realized I had to be up at 9 a.m. I had no, this is before, I don't think I had a cell phone, maybe a flip phone or something, but I had no alarm. I heard the doorbell and I woke up out of a deep sleep. I hear it again. I get out of bed. I start walking toward the front door. It was a Milwaukee walk up. There was like 30 steps up to the place. Bitter cold that day. And so I get to the door. The doorbell rings again. I'm 10 feet from the door. I get there. No one is there. So either somebody rang the doorbell, ran and jumped quick off the porch. I would have heard them. But that's not the case. So I go back to the room. It's 9 o'clock. It's 9 a.m. on the nose. So let's talk about that next. My guest is Todd Michaels. He's a paranormal investigator and the producer of the Mino and the Mayor show here on WGBW in the morning. I'm Pete Schwabba. This is Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network. Welcome back to Nightlight. Coming up in a few minutes, we're going to talk Door County Short Film Festival at 9:35. Bosch cast member Scott Clace joins me. Pardon me, we're talking ghosts right now, and that's our question tonight. Do you believe in ghosts? Let us know. We've been getting some good texts. Rico from Rock County says, Pete, you got one on. Play this out. Todd, I think maybe he thinks you're a ghost. Rico always says, oh, no, I spent my honeymoon on none other than Washington Island.
Oh, man.
And then Jim from the 920 says, my experience in my first apartment, I lived alone and things kept getting moved around. Keys, forks, spoons, coffee cups, etc. And you know what? The story I just told you, Todd, before the break, a lot of comics have reported activity at that condominium. And that's a whole different story as to why, but they would wake up in the morning and drawers were stacked on the kitchen table, like stuff like that. So is that typical paranormal activity or is that unique in some way?
I don't know that it's unique. When you first told your story about being awoken by the doorbell, I mean, the first thing, again, as a skeptic, I'm going to say, is there some sort of electrical problem? Or as you said, kids in the neighborhood, you know, ring the door and dash kind of thing. Right. But you got to look at everything. You have to look at the other stories that are coming through. Is there credibility there? That kind of thing. I will say this. What I've learned over the years, and this is my experience. I'm not saying that I'm right about everything, but what I've learned about energies and spirits and ghosts is they all interact a little differently. And I attribute it to this. You walk into a room and there's people from many countries. And you try to speak with them, maybe you don't speak their language or you don't understand their language when they're talking to you. Same thing with spirits. Like some of them have the ability to possibly move drawers. Some of them might be able to somehow manipulate a doorbell. Others, you can hear them. Some of them, you can see them. They all have different abilities in ways of communicating. And every investigation is different. You know, Washington Island. I came back from Washington Island, and I'm not telling you not to go there, but I came back the first time I investigated, something followed me back, and it was kind of hanging on to me for quite some time.
That is nuts. And you know what? That's what I would have thought with my doorbell. You know, the first thing I thought, oh, it's a short, whatever. But it stopped ringing when I was 10 feet from the door. No one could have made it off that porch. It was a Sunday morning, and then I went back. It was 9 a.m. I said to the other comic, I need to be on the road or up or whatever at 9 a.m. He was still sleeping. He could not have rung the doorbell to play a joke on me because I would have had to pass his room. So, yeah, it was just one of those strange coincidences, and it was the time that really made me think maybe something's going on there. But
I saw the text line. I have to respond. Somebody said it hung on because you never took a shot of bitters. That's a lie because I actually joined the bitters club up there.
Oh, nice.
But I will tell you this, like I was able to, when you came in that night and I knew you were kind of messed up when you walked into the station that night, I felt that on the island. I felt the uneasiness. I felt the depression. I felt all that stuff when I was there. And unfortunately I didn't protect myself well enough and I brought that home.
Well, how do you protect yourself?
There are ways you can do that. You know, if you're religious, you can do prayers and crucifixes. Some people carry crystals and all that. Setting your intentions, and I'll say this, somebody was mentioning that stuff got moved around their apartment. Have you ever tried having a conversation with what might be there? Everybody's got a smartphone. There's a recorder on it. Roll it. Start asking some questions. You never know what you'll find. But if you are going to investigate, always set the intention that this needs to be a safe situation. You're not allowed to follow me home. You know, you're not allowed to come into me, all that kind of stuff.
I don't think I want to know. I don't think I'd ask the question because I'd be afraid I'm going to get an answer. I'd rather just live blissfully ignorant.
I'll tell another personal story.
Good.
My mom passed away, which totally changed my idea of investigating, because what I realized was I never, you know, you see some of these TV shows and they go and they're like, respond to me now. You know, they're screaming at things and show yourself. If anybody ever investigated my mom and dad's house, now both my parents are gone, and let's say their energy is hanging out there for whatever reason, or a part of their energy is there, I don't want them to be treated that way. So I go into every investigation with a ton of respect, and I understand that whatever I'm dealing with, more than likely at one time, was human. So I really try to be very, very respectful when I investigate.
I totally believe that, Todd. That's really interesting. So I've got so many I don't even know where to go with this. I had one. You sent me something about Wisconsin Rapids. Let's do this. Let's do answers as fast as you can do them because we don't have that much time left. Schools have a mystique. You know, during the day, there's kids and yelling and jubilee and all this kind of stuff. And at night, I used to work part-time in a school, and I would go there to run the stairs at night. They are so eerie compared to what they're like during the day. Is that a breeding ground for spirits?
I will say this.
All schools seem haunted to me.
Well, I think this, a lot of kids, school is not easy for all the kids, right? There's turmoil, there's stress, all that. I think that's left behind in these buildings. I don't think it's necessarily that somebody was hurt or anything like that, but there's so much anxiety in buildings like that, that I think some of that is left behind.
Okay. What about the Barrymore Theater in Madison?
That was a really interesting one. We had light play where lights were turning on and off all by themselves. A very unique theater and wonderful, and I would say definitely has paranormal. Yeah.
No kidding. Yeah, I love that theater. Are you familiar with, where was that? Oh, yeah, the Summerwind Land O'Lakes. That's supposed to be one of the most haunted places in Wisconsin.
Did two investigations there. In fact, if you go to my Facebook page, the very header of it is me standing outside Summerwind with two of the cast members, and we were filming up there a couple of summers ago.
Where can people see the show somewhere, Todd? Can you direct them to?
It's on Amazon Prime. Look for Haunted State. It's a docuseries, and there's about 8 episodes, and we hit Northeast Wisconsin.
Very nice. Oh, that's so cool. Okay. So, and then can they find you? What if they have a... What if they want you to investigate something? How do they get a hold of you?
Reach out. I'm on Facebook. Todd Michaels Deering is my name on Facebook. You can reach out there. You can reach out through Mino and the Mayor's Facebook or my podcast, the Sandy and Toddcast. We talk about ghosts all the time.
Very cool. I this has been so fun. We have to do this again because I had a lot more questions. But thanks so much for your time tonight, buddy. Keep up the great work with Mino and the Mayor.
It's a lot of hard work.
Todd Michaels, thanks so much. So that was just crazy. I'll get to your text. We got a lot of texts, and I probably should have read these when Todd was on the air, but we'll read them in just a second. And coming up next, we're going to talk Door County Film Festival. This is Pete Schwabba and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network. I gotta be down because I want it all. It's starting.